Chaimus Alevoves, Shar Vitochin, Perek Beis. I just saw a story from the Briskerov. The Briskerov married into a wealthy family, and his Shver gave him a block of houses that he should be able to rent out and make money, so he should be able to learn, sit, ruining his life, his whole life, and learn without a problem. At some point, I don't know if it was during World War I, or at some point he had to go into Gaulis, was exiled, and by the time he came back, somebody had taken over the block of his houses. And do what he could, what he may, he was not able to Masliach to get it back. The authorities wouldn't help him, nothing doing. Bekitzer, all his money went down the drain. So he went home, pulled out a Chavis Lavavis, Shar Bitochen, and learned through it a few times, Biyun. Afterwards, he says, up until now, I thought that the person that owns a block full of houses is the Osher. He says, now I know it's the one that has the Chavis Lavavis, he's the one that's really the Osher. Kiyodua, the Briskerov, his Bitochen, was ironclad. Somebody once came to him, he had a krilo. He had a yungalite that he would give money to, Shachlis and other Gedolim. He would give money every month. Somebody once came to him and told him, I want to take on the support of the krilo for the entire year. I'm going to give you the money up front for an entire year. He says, Chas v'shalom, you want to take away my midas of Yitochen? He wouldn't let him do it. Sometimes he wouldn't have the money until the day. But always by the day that he had to pay, he would get the money. And he wouldn't let somebody take away the... So the Chanami, the Yechril is to really inculcate and integrate these Yisaitis of the Chavis Lavavis is well worth the investment of time. It's Kedai to go through it. Every person themselves to go through the Chavis Lavavis. And... for the late Kiyodua Rabashkin, he said after he leaves, when he leaves jail, he's leaving with one thing: his Chavis Lavavis. That's what he's taking out. That's after they told him that there's no chance of getting out, and he left with his Chavis Lavavis and his Talis and Tefillin. Perek Beis. I'm not going to read it all inside, but just maybe to read a synopsis of it. We just had the first parak. The Mehusav Yitochen, the Chavis Lavavis says, that means a person, She Liboy Samach Al Mishu Beiteach Alav, Shu Oises Mashu Toiv Enochen Avuroi, Badovar Shu Beiteach Alav, Behetem Lichot V'Diyos V'Dvarim Shem L'Tev Al. So you are totally calm, and you're totally dependent on the person whose hands you're in, that he's going to do what's best for you in your situation. Totally, it's mamish liboy samuch. It's not menuchas hanefesh of Baal Yitochen. He's totally menuchas hanefesh. He's totally calm. His serenity, his mamish. He doesn't have any daigus because he's totally relying on kegemul aleimoy, a little kid who's in his mother's hands. No matter where the mother is, the kid is happy because he knows he's in his mother's hands. That's how a person is supposed to feel when he's boiteach on somebody or someone. Now, what are the tnoim that a person needs to be b'teach on somebody else? If you want to be b'teach, rely on somebody, a human being. So then, what are the tnoim that that person has to have to be really b'teach on that person? Says the Chavis Lavavis, there's seven tnoim. The first one is, Shu'oivis misha b'teach alav amarachim alav, mitochech muchel amalais kol mashal oisav. First of all, that he loves you, and he's willing to do whatever you ask. Now, do you know anybody that loves you so much that they're willing to do whatever you ask? No matter, even a parent, there's a certain point that, just stop bothering me for a little bit. There's a famous story that somebody, a father and a son were talking. The son was this a popular person with a lot of friends. And the father says to him, how many friends do you have? So the son says that I have hundreds of friends. So the father says, I only have one friend, and he's really a half a friend. He's not even a full friend. So he says, what do you mean? He's you only have one friend? I have a hundred. He says, yeah, you really have so many friends? He says, let's try it out. He took an animal, he shot it, and he stuck it into a bag. And he gave it to his son, and he says, go in the middle of the night, and go around to all your different friends, and tell them I just killed somebody, I got into a fight in a bar, and I just killed somebody, and I need you to hide this from me. The authorities are coming after me. I need you to hide this. Can you do this for me? Kids are sure enough, the son went around, tens, hundreds of his friends, door slammed in his face, not a chance. Kids are comes back to his father, he says, I talk to you. I don't have anybody, any friends. He says, what's with your friend? So he says, okay, no, try by my friend, my half friend. So he goes to his half a friend in the middle of the night. And he tells him, listen here, I have this carcass in my this carcass. He tells him, there's a person that I have, I gotta hide him. Because he starts going to panic. He's like, I shouldn't do it. What should I do? I might get caught. What's gonna be? He starts looking around. Just come inside, duck underneath the bed, stick it inside the closet, and don't tell anybody. Kitzer, he goes back there, finally says, ah, Itakasi, you mamish have a friend. He's willing to put his life out. You're the friend. He told the guy, you're the son of my friend. I'm gonna do it for you. So he comes back to his father, tells him, here, Itaka, I see such a great friend he has. Why do you say he's only a half friend? He says, he's only half a friend because had he been a real friend, he wouldn't have said, I shouldn't do this for you. He would have just done it. Who's that friend that is willing to do whatever you want from him? Ask him whatever you want. Call my Mishalei son. Whatever you ask of him, he's just waiting for you to do it, to ask so he should be able to do it. Who's that friend that a person has? But if you want to rely on somebody, he's got to be somebody that you rely on, that if you ask him for a favor, he's going to do it for you. It's not just a small favor. We're relying our life, parnasa, health, shiduchim, everything. Everything is involved. The second thing is, shudoyeg u'mashgiach b'kapdonas akol tzirachov. He says, zloy mesiach hazdaitim imenu. The second person can't be that he's Messiah Das. Because he's Messiah Das from you, so then you never know, you could really rely on him. Maybe he's going to be busy with something else. How many times that we call somebody, we need to help, he's busy with something else, can't come to the phone now, doesn't have the Achilles. I know a certain yeshiva, somebody told me that he was in yeshiva, he asked the yeshiva, how can I get a shaykhis to you? So the yeshiva told him, no matter how many times I push you away, keep on coming back. That's terrific, you'll be able to get a shaykhis, keep on coming back, keep on nudging him, keep on. But that means half the times that you're coming to him, he's going to push you away. He's too busy. He's not shy. There's no person that's just sitting there and waiting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mis'avah, the Tzvilos HaShal Tzadikim. He's sitting and waiting for you to ask for him. What person do you know is just sitting there, he's not Mis'ech Das, waiting for you the entire time, and are you ready to ask me for something so I can be able to help you out? HaGerim HaShlishi, the third thing is, Shuchazek Kol Kach Af Echad Ein Yochel Menoy Menu Lahitzi Lepoy Lesu Tzernei. It has to be that the person you're going to rely on is so strong that nobody can prevent him from what he wants to do. Because if there's somebody that might be able to prevent him, then you can't rely on him. So the little kids, when they're younger, they fight, whose father's stronger? My father, he once picked up a car when there was, he had to move it a little bit. And my father, because you need to be able to rely on somebody, you need to have that idea that he's strong. If he's not strong, then he's not a backbone. You can't rely on him. That yichrilus is only if you know that he's. No one can prevent him from doing what he wants to do. Agur mevi. The fourth thing is that shchaver yodeh is a dvar mevi and leitelis. Leinel mechaver mashu tevavuri. That the person that you want to rely on, he knows what's really good for the person. Sometimes you have a kid. He's not sitting still in class. He's making trouble. He's doing this. You get somebody else to help him. You get somebody. You get remedial. At the end of the day, you find out that the whole issue was that his glasses, he really needed bifocals or whatever it is. He's farsighted instead of nearsighted. He's nearsighted instead of right. He couldn't see the boards. He doesn't know what's going on. He's trying to sit straight for half a time. They put on glasses. That's it. The problem that they have for the last 3 years is solved in a trick in a second. You can only rely on somebody if he knows what really the issue is. How can a person really know what the issue is that another person has? They really know what the issue is? Right, you help the old lady across the street and she doesn't want to go across the street. You take all her packages and you bring them all the way to the other side of the street. Look at that big turn that you did. No, she wants to stay right here. She's waiting for a taxi to take her home. You know, like, what do you... The Chamishi, Germa Chamishi, Shumanhiga Yechidim Itchilis Yitzirah Sovei Yer Moisei. That this person knows really what's been going on with you from the beginning of time till... The person passes away after 120, and he knows what's best for him, he knows what he needs, he knows what he's... And you could rely on him, that you already know that he's helped you out in the past. Somebody that is new, he knocks on your door, he tells you, you know what, I really want to help you. You need any help, call Chaim V'Chesed. So, we call Chaim V'Chesed, we say, Chaim V'Chesed, I have a mortgage that I need to pay, it's 650,000 shekel, if you don't... What are you talking about? We don't do that. If you want to know, are the borders open, that's Chaim V'Chesed. You want to know, we'll help you out with whether or not there's a problem with Corona, if you're able to come in, if you have Nogdanim, if you have antibodies. You want to know, if you want to, that's not our job. It has to be, if you want to rely on the person, you have to see that in the past. Rabbeinu Shalom, I need Brius, I need whatever it is, and the person's helped you out in the past. From the time memorial, from the time you were born, until 120. No person has that, because even his parents, generally by the time he's in his 90s or 100, his parents are no longer with him. So the 80-year-old wants to rely on someone who's relying on. The Sixth thing is, Shubiladav af echod en yochol lasis leitoivera. Says no one can do anything without this person's desire. No one can do anything bad to him. Like a guy's in jail, and no one can do anything to him because no one can get to him. So, no one can do anything. He doesn't have to be worried that anyone's going to do anything to him. He relies totally on his master. So too, it has to be that you rely on a person. That means that nobody could do anything to you without the master's desire, will. Because if it's not that way, so then even if you rely on him, but who knows what somebody else is going to do? So somebody else might be able to trap you and stick you. You want somebody else to take you to Bnei Brak. So terrific. The guy says, listen here, I got my car ready. I'll pick you up at 6 o'clock. I'll take you to Bnei Brak. 5:30, somebody talks to you, and he says, come here for a second. He starts talking to you, sticks you into a room, locks the door. You're not going anywhere. The guy's willing to take you at 6 o'clock, but somebody else already picked you off at 5:30. There's nothing. You can only rely on the person if you know that nobody else can do anything to prevent him from doing what he wants to do. The person that you're relying on, if you want to really rely on somebody, has to be somebody you can rely on that it's continuous and constant chemlo and rachamim that he has for that, and he does favors even if the person doesn't deserve it. First of all, find me somebody like that, right? Signing something that he's just willing to do favors even though the person doesn't deserve it. He gives you $100, you slap him in the face, and you ask him for $100 the next day, and he gives you $100 again. Right? You ask a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Atachinu Ladam Das, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lekeinu. Then the next day, who knows what happens, and we still ask him again, Baruch Aleinu Hashem Lekeinu Atashna Aziz. It has to be able to be Beteach on the person, it has to be that you know that he's willing to go the extra mile for you, even though you might not deserve it. Even though you can't be b'teich on somebody, if you're always worried that maybe I don't deserve it, then you're never going to rely on the person. These are 7 tanoim that a person needs to be able to properly be b'teich on somebody. Who has all these 7 tanoim? Says the Kasher Nachkar Itzalmi Efshelim Teyashivas HaTanoim Alalu. If we try to search to find who has all these 7 tanoim, Yisbarash Tanim Tehe Oysam Klal Eitzal B'nei Adam. You find that all 7 cannot be found by human being. Not just all 7, probably not even one entirely cannot be found by a human being. Even when a person is, I was just dealing with something with somebody, and somebody was very, very willing to help out with the case. And the other person I was dealing with it said, you know, they started taking on the case and whatever it is. They just kept on saying, Al tiftuchu b'nidivim. Could be the person is the shliach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he's only shliach. And who knows what could be? Al tiftuchu b'nidivim, always have to turn towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. All can be found by the Baruch Shalom. Shumarachem Abriyosav, Kavishinam Merachem Chanam Hashem. Kmoisham Hashem Leyinov, then the Yochis of Ninve Irak Delo. Shainu Misalim Itano, Kmeshikosov, Hinil Yunum, Leyisham Shem Yisrael. Hu Chacham, Hu Yudea Mashubemis the Tevisenu. He never, Leyonov Leyisham, Kadosh Baruch Hu is never missing Yachdas. He knows what's best for us. Kmoishanem Rachacham Lev Amit Koyach. Mihikshalov Yishalim. Venemer Lachosham Agdul Agvur Tvetan Nizam Ahoid. Hashem lekecha b'kirbecha gibur v'neril. Gibur Yeshia, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every aspect of our lives. He knows exactly what's going on. Shumanagi yechidi shalom d'mitzchus yotzim yishus yetzbat chusay. He's followed us from the very second of inception. V'yesar advar mur, v'shatelas v'anezek shal adam einu b'shutzay shal af echad, ki im b'yad avar yizbaruch levadi. No one can do anything wrong, can do anything bein letoy, bein lemutov, v'na nesim, v'rebrenu shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mative to everybody. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Toiv Hashem Lakol, Racham Abakol Ma'isuv. That means Lakol. Lakol doesn't mean Chutz Mei. Lakol Asui Yemai. Lakol Asui everybody. Lakol Asui everybody. Everybody, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachem of whether they deserve, whether not. Like the term of the verse says in the very first shtickle. He says that, you know, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the tremendous anivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's shaykh that a person is going to be doing an avira, and at the very time that the person is doing avira and being murdered against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the kayach to do the avira. The person is being murdered, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him the kayach to slap himself in the face, kilo. That kayach, it's all from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tzev Hashem Lekol, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to everybody. Kasher kol zeh yevar la'adam, when this is all clear to a person, Itelo yakara chazaka bechesed amita shel abari. Oz yiftach boy vimsers atzmi shusay. Miyazves hanugase miyodor v'lisias ischatev yisyaches ledinov bechshad. V'yisrama mashe bocher lavi alof. When a person is clear to a person, then not only will a person be boiteg in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but will never complain with whatever a Kaddish Baruch Hu does to him. Because he realizes that whatever a Kaddish Baruch Hu does, a Kaddish Baruch Hu knows better than anybody else, a lot more better than you know for yourself. A Kaddish Baruch Hu knows what's best for you. And if he did it, and he has the yichilus to do anything, and this is what he chose, then this is what's best for you. Just to end with a ma'aseh of the Chafetz Chaim, I heard this from the Talmud of the Chafetz Chaim, Mordechai Zuckerman. Somebody once came to the Chafetz Chaim, and told the Chafetz Chaim, he was talking to the Chafetz Chaim, asked him, how are you doing? So the person said, could be better. So the Chofetz Chaim said to him, how do you know? How do you know? If this is what the Kaddish Baruch Hu did for you, and this is in the Hanami, this is what's best for you.